Well, good morning. Yeah, Thursday morning. It's always interesting when you get your, the schedule of when you're going to be presenting. So you have to tone it a little bit differently. And thankfully, the sun is out today, so that'll help a little bit, I think, as well. So hopefully, it's been a good week for everybody. I'm Byron Ricks, and I'm a technical writer. I work primarily with System Center and Operations Manager and Application Monitoring. And cloud infrastructure stuff, the IaaS infrastructure, how to stand up and set up web servicing. So kind of a whole umbrella of things, if you will, are under my gaze, if you will. And just briefly, and I'm going to talk about this as we go on too, just an insight into how I work, deeply connected with the product teams. All right? So think of me as a reporter, if you will, at a newspaper. And a reporter at a newspaper has a beat. And they go out and they get all the sources and the secret sources and they follow stuff. And that's really how I work. That's how our team works with the engineering team, with customers. And it's been awesome, actually. The 8:30 doesn't bother me. It's not like 4:30 a.m. or some crazy thing. 8:30 is good. And then Thursday's better, I think, because I've spent the week talking with many of you and listening to many of you about your questions and about just kind of where you are in especially in terms of application monitoring. Some people have not even quite rolled out System Center yet, or they're considering using Ops Manager. Some people are well down that road and have particular questions. So we'll see if we can kind of hit in the middle somewhere and each side of that spectrum, along the spectrum a little bit as we go today. One thing that I'm going to do is what I always enjoy doing, I guess, when I speak, is to talk about something I care about. And what I care about, especially with this technology, is that it allows us to work together better. There's nothing like a workplace or when you're trying to solve a problem, when you can't get it done or quickly enough or accurate enough, et cetera, because of some workplace process that's not quite tuned to what you need to be doing. And I care about that because I've been frustrated, probably like many of you have been frustrated with things like that. And this is one of the DevOps technologies that really gets us closer and closer to a friction-free environment in the application lifecycle. So I'll go through that a bit later, but I care about this because this is something that matters to how you work. So the agenda for today, not too complex. I want to make sure we're all on the same page in terms of what DevOps is. And so we all understand that. Is that a familiar term for anyone or everyone? About half, third? Okay, good. I'm glad we're covering it then. I want to tell you about the Microsoft Monitoring Agent, which is the new monitoring agent for if it's in 2012. R2 and how it works, and a particular aspect of it called local monitoring. I'm going to compare some of the monitoring approaches for .NET apps, maybe why some strategies, why the rationales for using different ones, so you get an idea of the landscape that's available with this agent. I'm going to show you briefly, and that's kind of the key, is why I'm showing you. It's very quick how to install the agent. I'm just going to flip through some screenshots and point out some things. And then I've got a demo of using the Microsoft Monitoring Agent as a standalone tool with IntelliTrace in Visual Studio. So we're kind of fire all that up, and it's pretty cool with, like I said, a few PowerShell commands at your fingertips, literally four or five. You can find the errors, debug your apps. And then a bit of a vision at the end just to tie it all together. Okay? So what is DevOps? Well, as you can kind of guess, it has to do with the developing side of the business and the IT operations side. And this is kind of a general definition I put together. You can tweak it, might have seen different ones. But basically, it involves communication, collaboration, and integration when you're developing apps and throughout the life cycle between the development departments and the IT operations departments. This has not always been the case, right? Because the problem is that traditionally, the development side, the IT ops side, have kind of worked with different tool sets. They have a little bit different focus. And information need, they just need different things to do their job. And so these three things, communication, collaboration, and integration, have been a problem. And it's not quite as primitive as like, oh, I don't know what's wrong with that code, I put it on a paper airplane and send it to the dev department or something, but it can feel like that. So that's kind of the space of DevOps and why the technology and integrating some of the Microsoft operations tools with some of the development tools is kind of such a key success in this area. So this is the application lifecycle. Maybe if you've seen this week before, some people have. Yeah, it's been a few sessions. As you march around the cycle, there are various things that can go wrong. You can, you know, hear from customers that you're having some problems in your application. Something's in production, you can't quite debug it there, so you send it over to the development department, and they're, you know, trying to get some actionable feedback, like what really is wrong, but then the MTTR is not so good, and they try to fix it, and the developers can fix it in their environment. It works, right, in our little lab here. And they send it back to the IT side to monitor to see if it actually does work, and then they have a backlog, it's, you know, et cetera. Kind of keeps going like that. And I think what's kind of interesting about this to me is, you know, I say traditionally or, you know, in the past, I mean, this is still how it is working, right? It's not going away from our lives. But it kind of makes me think like, well, you know, this diagram kind of has an old school feel or a retro feel. It kind of looks like a, I don't know, when I glanced at this again a couple days ago, it looks like an Apollo era kind of orbital mechanics map or something, right? You sort of, some stuff spins around one body and then wigs off over the dev side, spins around, goes back. And it's kind of, I thought about then, you know, gee, binary star systems or something, and the devs are always, you know, the stars on that side of the aisle, and the IT ops people are the stars over here. But they orbit each other like in gravitational tension, kind of, you know? There was like, well, we got to work together, but we're hard to do that. So that's why I read that into this chart quite a bit, kind of the essence of the problem. And that's because they're different goals, right? I mean, generally put, development needs to get new features out. They need to, you know, develop and deploy new apps, that kind of thing. And the IT operations just need to keep things going. They need to meet the SLAs. They need to keep everything available and just efficiency. It's just got to keep going. And so they're optimizing for that, and the devs are optimizing for how they can build and fix things most rapidly. So again, the tension between the two stars of sort of the application lifecycle. So not surprisingly, there's a business impact to this. And what you've got is, well, easily put, those three things: lack of efficiency, you just can't communicate, you can't track complex things when you're not really speaking and formally and integrating in a technological sense what you're doing. If it's, you're relying on emails, for instance, or meetings a lot of the time, you know, and you reduce agility because you can't react fast enough. You just can't if your communication breakdown is inefficient, probably is a better way to phrase it. You're just not going to be as agile, and of course, customers then wait for new features. If something's broken, they wait for it to be fixed, and that's kind of the ultimate hit to your bottom line, I think. So it's not, I couldn't resist this, I'm sorry. But you know, it's kind of like not infrequent in that environment to hear this kind of a statement, like, oh, gee, got surprised again, we have a problem, right? And that's not what you want to have going on in your rapid life cycle of apps. And I think as you've heard throughout the week, and probably know from your own organizations, the app life cycle is spinning faster and faster now. As we get up in the cloud, as services become real, and more apps are developed, this is moving pretty quickly. So this, you don't have time for this. I actually when I put this up there, I kind of looked at a few sources, and this is the actual transmission that came in from the spacecraft, as you might know. And Hollywood in the movie, you know, put it famously to Houston, "We have a problem." But I kind of kept the natural, the real one, because it's not as perfect as the Hollywood one. And I think it just drives home that point of, you know, when you're really in a have a problem, not when you're reading your script, but when you have a problem, you're not going to say things or solve things perfectly. And so the communication impact is even greater. So don't let that happen to you. So not surprisingly, the value of DevOps, given what we've talked about, is simply put by these things. You know, you can integrate the IT and operations tools more effectively for greater efficiency. You can, you know, quickly, therefore, detect and fix the problems. You can decrease the time it takes, you know, to application maintain apps and fix apps, and you can optimize for that fast-moving environment. That really is, I think, the distillation of what DevOps can give you as a concept and as the technology suite. So, the drum roll of introducing Microsoft Monitoring Agent. So, interestingly, it has similar values as what we just saw in the last slide. You're going to get with the way this monitors and can integrate with the developer tools and developer environment, better efficiency, better agility in applications, troubleshooting. You're going to, especially the developer side, but anyone working on lines of code, IT side, developers, can really, you know, monitor and troubleshoot very rapidly using this in a variety of ways. And, you know, you don't have to, and I'll show this orbital mechanics slide again. Next, the app lifecycle slide. It really, if you can debug stuff as devs, let's say, on your own, monitor, debug, you can spin it back to IT so they don't have to, you don't have to wait for them to then monitor it again, wait for results and get it back to you. You don't have to go all the way around the whole lifecycle again. And nicely, you can use this in production. So you don't have to pull things down. You can keep it live, you can keep it going. So there's our lifecycle map again, application lifecycle. Now what I've done here is just generally, I'll click back these things again for you. Generally highlighted areas, I mean, the Microsoft Monitoring Agent does, you know, I can put a circle around the whole app lifecycle, right? But at the aspect I'm gonna highlight today, show you today in the demo, really I think focuses on these two areas here. The top one being, you know, production incidents are hard to troubleshoot. Well, this makes that easier because you can use it in production. And again, sometimes the developers, you can't reproduce stuff as easily in some environment. Well, with using this agent, in, especially in standalone or local monitoring mode, you can. So it really, you know, directly impacts a significant part of that whole app lifecycle and helps speed it up. There's one more, there we go. Ah, yes, the halcyon days of three monitoring agents. You know, these are the big three. They sound familiar to people probably, right? Yeah, if you've used all this. So the operations manager agent was great at telling you about the infrastructure. It could do a good job at that. But it didn't know about applications, and it certainly didn't integrate with developer tools, the developer side of anything. The .NET Application Performance Monitoring and Operations Manager, or APM, that was the Avicode code base that came in, as you might have used that before or know it by that name. That totally gives you deep application monitoring insight. You can go way down to the call stacks, and it's about everything you'd want to know. It's great for establishing baselines, as I'll talk about, but it doesn't monitor the infrastructure. And it doesn't really, at least at first, didn't integrate with the application or the developer tools for any application debugging. And then IntelliTrace, awesome. for debugging. It integrated right with Visual Studio, right? As part of that, but it really degraded app performance, what, maybe by 5 times. It was just really another burden on trying to monitor, and it couldn't tell you a thing about the infrastructure. So you had these three things that all did well, but they didn't quite tell the whole story. So naturally, they've all been combined into one, which is the Microsoft Monitoring Agent. And this is kind of awesome because it gives you the ability to really, I'll say, do it all, right? You can kind of select how you want to monitor and what you want to monitor quite nicely with this. And so you get the infrastructure monitoring, you get the detailed app monitoring that you got with APM, and you also get that tight integration with the developer environment with Visual Studio. And the diagram here at the bottom is just kind of a simple depiction of how it works. I mean, you can configure the Microsoft Monitoring Agent by using application performance monitoring wizard, you know, authoring wizard there. You can set it up like APM if you're using that with System Center. You can set it up with PowerShell and, use management packs as well, of course. And then it monitors, it goes out and collects data about apps, about machines. And then the cool thing is it collects data about all these things the same way, but you can use that data with Application Insights, which you might have heard about earlier in the week, Operations Manager, of course, right? And then local monitoring, which I'm going to kind of focus on later, because that's something really quite different that you haven't heard about earlier in the week on this. Right? So it's one agent that goes out and collects data that's integrated with the developer environment that you can use in three different ways of monitoring, kind of for different reasons, for different strategies. So what is this exactly? Well, kind of what I've been talking about, right? It monitors the computer infrastructure application health and, you know, collects all kinds of diagnostic data that you want to imagine, you know, performance metrics, event logs, et cetera, and allows you to act on those things. You get the full functionality of each of the three agents I described, the Ops Manager agent that's in System Center, .NET APM, which is there as well, and then IntelliTrace Collector. So again, just bringing it all three together and something you can use in a production environment. It can be used, of course, as part of the Application Insights, like I said, standalone monitoring. So standalone monitoring and local monitoring, same thing. Standalone meaning that it doesn't rely on infrastructure. It doesn't rely on connection with the cloud. It's just literally standalone data collection from that and monitoring. Or together with Operations Manager, if you have the whole infrastructure up and running. That. And of course, Visual Studio lets you kind of plug in and work with this and use IntelliTrace quite a bit. Whoops. It's not quite. There we go. And what's interesting, I'm not sure this is working. You can integrate also, IntelliTrace and TFS with Operations Manager to get a DevOps scenario in a little bit different way than what we'll talk about in detail today, but that's also pretty interesting. So that's a good review slide for you I put in there. So if you go back and look at this, you can just sort of read through it and see what that is. So we've talked about a few different monitoring approaches, those being, you know, Application Insights, .NET APM, and this new local or standalone monitoring. So briefly, I just wanted to kind of walk you through those. 1, 2, 3. And the standalone monitoring has two different aspects. One is, and they're not too tough to figure out, right? Always on and on-demand monitoring. Always on, just what it sounds like, just what you kind of expect. It's something you can keep running continuously. The data comes back to you on the server that's running your app. It doesn't go out to the cloud, doesn't go to some other management server. It goes right, just it's local. It stays there. And if you're continuously monitoring, that just gets, when the data gets full there, it just overwrites, right? So it's not a big thing. And on demand is really when you can just start and stop, and that's what we're gonna do in the demo. There's certain reasons for doing that, a certain strategy for choosing one or the other. So just a little overview and comparison here of the ways to go through this. When you're working with System Center and APM, that's .NET Application Performance Monitoring, the ABA code that came in a few years ago, 2012, obviously you need Ops Manager to run this. You know, it's not a standalone, so you need some of the infrastructure. You need to have that up and going. It's great for continuous monitoring, deep monitoring, and establishing baselines. So if you got brand new apps and you're already using System Center, have Operations Manager, this is a perfect way to figure out how an app is performing, how to fine tune it, you know, set your thresholds differently, et cetera, for getting to know your app. So I think it's, you know, Ops Manager and APM is really great for that. You can figure it in the .NET APM template in the authoring pane there, and you know, there's a whole doc set. Being the writer for this, by the way, I wrote the doc set for all of this, so I know it's there. Like for APM, there's a lot of detail along with screenshots, for instance, like describing how to do this, what the settings mean, kind of some implications and strategies for doing that, like how to monitor a new application. What's a strategy for doing that so you can then monitor it continuously down the road more effectively? So that's I'd like to point there. Is a great thing about the APM. And I think, you know, you're gonna, just like regular, you probably know this, right? You get the alerting with Ops Manager and the reporting and those kind of details as well. The standalone does not have that. And here's what I kind of mentioned a few times here. You can integrate, this is a DevOps scenario with Operations Manager and TFS. So has anyone implemented this before with the TFS synchronization management pack? This is cool because it also allows you to essentially pair up, right? Think of the dev department, IT department. Pair up the alerts you get in Ops Manager with the work items in TFS. You sync them, right? So there's none of this, again, writing note, paper airplane. It's this one. This is, no, this, you know, and there's developers don't have to get to know the IT tool set. And the IT, vice versa, the IT folks don't have to know the developer tool set to communicate well. So you can see a lot of the frictions kind of going away here. And what's also nice is you can capture, in this scenario with that management pack and a few others, how you can capture the IntelliTrace collector information as well, the IntelliTrace log files. So if you get an alert, you can attach that IntelliTrace file and it can go over and sync with a work item that also has that file attached, so the developers can look at that, know exactly what code is wrong, and get to work on it. Again, in the app lifecycle, you can see how that decreases the time you'd probably need to communicate and figure out the problem and get something fixed. But that's how, briefly put, right? I did a talk on that last year. It was a good one. It was also about this long, so we could go on about that. It's all in the docs, I'll say. In a node in TechNet, where also the Microsoft Monitoring Agent is, called Integrating Development Processes with Operations Manager. So we're kind of building out this DevOps section in the docs as well. So you can follow along there, get some of the configuration details, system requirements, et cetera. So that whole TFS sync is a great thing to know if you're running Ops Manager and want to think about that in a larger infrastructure sense. And of course, you know, another thing that's important to point out is that really, at least in most cases, I'll say, IT is going to own this environment when you're monitoring in this way, right? It's not something the developer is going to own so much, certainly participate in, but not really be responsible for it. So, App Insights. Did anyone go to that session, Vlad's session, a couple days ago on App Insights? No? It'll be online when these sessions are out, so take a look at it because this is all part of the picture here. What's cool about this is you kind of see how I'm contrasting these now. Whereas ops manager and APM, you do have to be running system center, operations manager, and have that all set up where your agents are going out and doing their things. This really doesn't have that kind of infrastructure to host it all. It's hosted by Microsoft. It's a cloud service, right? So it's very different than APM in that way. And it's really good for looking at what you're doing and get the data you're getting back, right? It's got some great graphs, dashboards, et cetera, that, again, Vlad's demo showed pretty well. And it's nice and colorful. I mean, they're really like, got it. I see what's wrong. I know what's going on. You know, that works really well. And it has a lot more of that than the local monitoring we're going to take a look at. The local monitoring just gets right to the point. I want to know where it's broken. I want to fix that line kind of thing. So it's different in that way. So if you really need dashboards quick and can work with the cloud, that's App Insights is a great way. It's a new thing that we're working on as well in the DevOps space. And of course, you need the subscription, the internet connection, and know and you know have a policy that's okay with your data going out to a different place, right, off-prem. So it kind of, you know, some people are restricted by that. So, gee, I can't use App Insights. I need to use OM and then maybe the local monitoring. So the local monitoring, always on demand, as I've gone through. Always on, so that's just, like I said before as well, it's just always going. Continuous monitoring. This is something when you have an app probably that you know pretty well, and you kind of have an idea of when you just want to check on it. You know, it's going. So you're not using OM, you're not using any cloud connections or anything. I just want to look at this app and I know it pretty well. It's also kind of nice when you're the owner of the environment, right? So it's just the server where the app is running, and it's just me. I don't have to communicate with other teams, for instance. And you can monitor multiple apps with this. It's not just one app at a time, just to make clear on that. But you know the best times, like I said, when to collect traces or when you might want to check and see how something's performing. Probably okay, but, you know, might as well take a checkpoint. That's the PowerShell command. It's a checkpoint command, which I'll go over here. So the on-demand is kind of similar, but it's especially useful when you kind of got a problem, when you're developing the app. So I'm going to crash, we have a perf issue on the app I'll demo here in a bit. And, you know, so I know that something's going on with this thing. Make sure that's still awake. So something's going on with my app. This is a great time to do it. And you totally control, as you'll definitely see, with a start and a stop PowerShell command, when you want to monitor. It does reset IIS, so there's a little bit of hit there. You don't have that with the checkpoint I mentioned in the continuous monitoring, but it allows you to really dive in and get the particulars of a particular issue that you know about. So if you can reproduce it, on demand is good. So, kind of things we've gone over a little bit, but to emphasize them, it's lightweight. This local monitoring is very lightweight. No ops manager, no system center, and no connection to anything, right? So it's very easy to run. And whoever's working on the source code, they can use it. It's not just a developer tool, although I'm going to guess that it will really help the dev environment there. And, you know, depending on who you talk to, you know, some of the dev side of the house is kind of a little bit more, asked to be a little bit more IT ops people too, you know, sometime. And this is like part of monitoring your own apps along the way as you develop them. So it's kind of consistent with some of that trend as well, and makes it very easy to do so. And like I said, easy handful of PowerShell commandlets for monitoring. You don't need to like go back and get a book and figure out what websites to look at, et cetera. This is pretty straightforward stuff. So again, the goal here was friction-free, if you will. As you'll see it in the demo, it outputs to IntelliTrace a log file, which is, of course, natively understood by Visual Studio. It's awesome. The question was, does application insights let you set baselines, like in the in the configuration of it? I'm not an expert on app insights and that deeply, but it will, if you set up with through this, as I'll show you, you can work with app, set this the agent up to work with app insights. It will set up a default config file that will have baseline information. Then you can go and edit that if you want. Is that good enough? Yeah.
You mentioned that traditionally collecting IntelliTrace data could slow your application down by a factor like a 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. Will you have the same performance hit if we install the Microsoft monitoring agent?
Ah, good question. So I mentioned that question was about how I mentioned that IntelliTrace had traditionally, kind of slowed down app performance by several times, 4 or 5 times potentially. And will I have the same hit if I do the Microsoft monitoring agent? Ah, no. This does go pretty quickly. It's not a burden in that way at all. And it has a config file that it as you'll see, that puts in there and reads from that directly. So it's pretty quick. Yeah.
You say this is a standalone.
Yeah. So the question was, might have to help me repeat, do I just install the agent on, one server, or if I have multi-tiered application, do I have to install it in all the nodes and everything? There are several different types of monitoring. Let's see if I can answer that as you'd like. There's several different types of monitoring with this. So if you're using Operations Manager, this is the same agent, right? It's not a different agent or a different version of the agent. It will go where the Operations Manager agents have always gone, right? And you'll probably monitor that not with local monitoring, but maybe with APM or something. But this agent will still go. It is the Operations Manager agent now. Does that make sense? Local monitoring is a particular strategy for doing that. And we can chat afterwards too. I might have to check on part of your question, make sure that I understand it correctly. But yeah, so think of it. This is the new agent. It combines these three capabilities. It outputs the information in IntelliTrace, which you can use in Visual Studio, of course, and you can look at exceptions, performance hits. So it's not going to alert. Standalone monitoring, right? That's this use of it. It's not going to alert. It's not going to have reporting going on. It's not going to have the visuals that you're going to get with App Insights or with APM. So the dashboards are not part of this. But that's okay, because this is kind of, again, the new part, friction-free, low cost, low infrastructure, lightweight use of this that, again, the idea is it helps you spin that part of the application lifecycle, especially when you're just debugging code and trying to figure out how a new app is working. And truthfully, it's always a little daring, right, to put some kind of claim in these, but it is less than 5 minutes to actually download this and get going, certainly if you're going to use it on one server. When I was working with the program manager, he would come by and we'd say, okay, let's get the new version up, the new build up. So you go to the build location, as I'll show you shortly here, not a very long installation process and not many choices to make. In fact, the only place I'll just flip through, there's screenshots, but I'll flip through them and I'll pause on the screen so you won't have to wring your hands and wonder which choice to make, if you're wondering about that, and then go through it, but it's very quick. And you can, once it's there, right? And you can begin to use it. So that's what we did on the VM, which I'll be using a demo from. It's running in Azure, and it just has Visual Studio, the app, and the agent on it. Simple as that. Okay? So, as promised, the very brief, in fact, I'll be talking longer probably than the whole darn installation sequence would take. But just have some screenshots here for you, so not the live thing, because the demo is the exciting part, not the installation UI, right? But just a few things to point out. With System Center 2012 R2, this new agent, the Microsoft monitoring agent, is there. That is your operations manager agent, okay? This is also something that is being developed often. It can be updated with Windows Update. So now there's a preview out, which you can get also in the Microsoft Download Center, and you can then install that, uninstall, and then install this preview version, and it'll replace the other agent. Right now, there's not an upgrade process for that. Yeah.
Does the preview still call back to your operations manager?
Yeah. The question was, does the preview still call back to operations manager? Yeah. It's all set up. It'll be set up the same way, and all the places you had the agent deployed initially. So, it's ready to go again. So there's continual improvements. It's essentially a service model, again, lightweight, especially for the local monitoring, right? So that's what we've done in the latest version, which is one reason I wanted to tell you about it here. Yeah, in the back. Right. The question was, is there a management pack that comes with this, or is it just kind of part of the build, essentially, of the media? So for 2012 R2, System Center 2012 R2, this is just on the media. So you can get it there, right? But it's also on the Download Center here, and I have underlined like the preview, update one preview. There's also a doc that we have in TechNet that describes exactly what's the latest version and what it does, just so you can kind of keep track of that. One more round, yeah. It's only R2, with R2 at this time. I can check on that to make super sure, but this is an R2 thing. If you go and look at the agent file, it'll have the same name as it used to, but it will be this new agent, just FYI. So you're like, hey, nothing's changed, but it will. The question was, are these updates going to be part of the kind of the infrastructure, type of ops manager roll-up updates, the URs you may have heard about yesterday's session by Daniel, or are they going to be kind of on their own like this? I don't actually know the answer, like the future plans for that, frankly, but I would imagine that the development cycle right now is a little bit different for this part of the agent than it is for all the rest of the ops manager stuff. So I think it's going to be separate for a while is my guess. Again, see me afterwards, I can point to some people who might know a little bit more about that. Yeah, the question was, are we going to still be investing in app diagnostics or will that kind of go away and be replaced by something like this? Again, don't know exactly, right? These things evolve in terms of how they're needed, how everybody's working differently, and I mean in the workspace, how the application, just what's needed, I guess, and most useful for people. So I don't know the answer to that question in terms of the future plans, but my knowledge is no. I don't hear anything going away. When I sat at one of the experts' table, I entertained a few questions. People came up, it's like, what's happening to this? What's happening to that? And totally, I've been on your side of that as well. Totally get that. This is kind of using a lot of our existing technologies and platforms, as Visual Studio is kind of a mainstay, right? So System Center, those things are not an ops manager. Those things are not going away. Some of the other, like app diagnostics, not necessarily going away either. This just adds a different type of functionality that we didn't have before that works extremely well between those. Yeah. Yeah. Java? Yeah. The question was, with the Java agents, right? The Java monitoring, not just .NET, but the Java thing. The question was, will the Java agent's ability to monitor Java be added later? I'm going to guess it's probably down the road. If you look at what has happened in APM, an operations manager, that started out with just .NET apps. Java was recently added. Windows services, you can monitor more and more things. And I would expect that a similar kind of plan is here, you know, to take a look at that. Right now, that's a good point, though. This only will work on .NET apps. So it's new, it's being rolled out and being developed. But that'll probably be, you know, apps are of other types as well. So that'll probably be rolled out separately. All right. I guess the bottom part of this, you probably read it many times by now, but it is this preview one is the version of this agent that'll work with the application insights. Okay, that's one of the key things they added to it. So if you want to go, if you have System Center 2012 R2, want to update this agent to use App Insights, get it. This is where you get it, Download Center, you get the update one preview. And that's the one I'll be demoing today as well. So installing it. I almost took these out because they're just such boring regular screens, but I kind of wanted to make that the point. There's nothing super weird here. This is simple. Yep. Oh yeah, I got to accept that. Sure. You know, put it there. All right. So this is the only one that I want to pause on that might cause you to wring your hands or sweat a little or just wonder or call somebody or pause, etc. And it's not really too complex. This is just a screen in the setup, obviously, where you choose how you want to use the agent. And you can select the top two checkboxes. The first one, I can just read it to you. You can probably read that up there. It's big enough. You know, it's a select the option to analyze availability and performance data and provide information on potential issues and app insights, or to collect the local IntelliTrace logs. So the first one is for using the agent with application insights and in the local collection we'll talk about later. And the second one is obviously, I'm going to use that as my operations manager agent as well. I'm going to use it in that environment. And the third one is really kind of a sysprep thing. It's not recommended because it's really more of an edge case we found. And it just skips a lot of the prereqs that this checks for and works with. So that's really what to get through here. Now, if you make a choice here and you think, you know, you just check the first checkbox and you're like, oh, I need it for operations manager, or you change it later, you know, change your mind later, you can go to control panel. There's an item that is called monitoring agent, and you can just change it there, right? So this is not the only place. That's why I wanted to highlight it. It's not make a decision now or never kind of thing with this. All right. Then the rest of the installation, well, familiar stuff. Even captured a little progress screen for you. The clicker is pausing on the progress screen. There we go. That's natural. And then you just finish it. That's it. That's truthfully it. It takes that little time. So like with an hour meeting with the dev, our program manager and the dev that come over to go through this, we can install it, like I said, right there while they're sitting on my desk, on my stand-up desk, and they sit next to it, and they install it, and we get going. Yeah? When you do the on-demand monitoring, yes. Yeah. As you'll see it in the demo, it gives you that message as well. So how many people have used IntelliTrace very much or know of it in their workplace? Good, about a quarter of you. It's pretty powerful and super helpful when you're debugging. And part of the, not only, I mean, in the doc space, document space, this has kind of been interesting to try to explain, because typically, being a System Center writer, my audience is the IT pro side of the house. So I've been partnering with a lot of the people on MSDN who are writing about IntelliTrace in a debugging way, more the developer side of the house, right? So it's in a doc set, we've tried to integrate a lot of these as well, which I'll show you at the very end, so that you can kind of go to one place and see all of the information, whether you're a developer or IT pro, about the agent and about the DevOps story. So just as a note before I get done with this and don't mention that, you can read all about it in one spot, a little better than you used to. So IntelliTrace really is kind of what we talked about. It's a great debugger. Why is it important? Because some of this stuff is hard to, you know, just what it says here, hard to produce errors sometimes. You need a way to obviously look at your code and figure out what's running wrong. I think importantly, just like when you're setting alerts and monitoring a new app and operations manager, you don't want to, at least except maybe at first, you don't want to monitor, set your thresholds too low and get just alert storms essentially coming at you. You want to set the right thresholds. Well, similarly, like with this, you don't want to go debug everything. You want to really do something, know what's actionable and work on that. So IntelliTrace, you know, pinpoints those types of issues for you. And then it's one of the kind of the key, you know, aspects, the key things that continues now through the Microsoft DevOps story from Operations Manager, from the agent here, into Visual Studio. So it really, IntelliTrace can be attached to the alerts in Ops Manager, like I said, and synced with the TFS work items. If you use the TFS Synchronization Management Pack and Operations Manager, or as you'll see in the demo, how the agent can do this in standalone monitoring as well. Do some monitoring, again, as the Operations Manager agent, that aspect of it, use that local monitoring and integrate directly with Visual Studio. So it's kind of gets you to the problem, and it helps you just figure out things faster and communicate things faster with the IT side if you're using the synchronization pack. So the four big commands, that's it. It is what it says. I don't need to talk through the whole slide even. Many of you PowerShell regularly, often, ever, never? Yeah, good. Yeah, don't be too timid. It's not too hard to get these few down. Basically, you can start monitoring, stop monitoring. Checkpoint is when you do it with the continuous monitoring, the always on. It's like, oh, I'm going to try it, you know, I'm going to check it today, and it just does a snapshot for you. And then the status, which I'll just show you, tells you if the monitoring's on or off. Yeah. The question is, are these commands? You might have to say it again for me. Sorry, I could hear part of it. Or even get to the mic, maybe.
So,
these are pretty much the per the apps in the local monitoring per the apps that you select. It's that kind of connected, right? It's you can monitor. You'll probably see when I set it up. You can monitor. I'm just going to do it with one app today, but you can set it up for monitoring several apps. But it really is the standalone model, right? This is not the Ops Manager integration version I'm talking about at this point. But these commands really are to start and stop for specific apps, and all of that is a specific app running a specific location, like on a specific server, and that's where the data also goes. So the IntelliTrace log files go right there.
Yeah.
So standalone, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can.
You can name the app, literally, yeah. I'll show you how to get the status, like, or just get website, so you can see all the apps that are available, web apps that are available, which may be kind of a portal to your question there. Then you can choose which ones you want to monitor out of that. Okay, sorry, thank you. So those are pretty standard, right? The checkpoint, again, is the one you use with always on. You do not have to reset IIS with that. It's just like, yep, get a snapshot, and you get an IntelliTrace file. Yeah, things are probably working well, looks good. And the start and stop is the on-demand resetting the IIS. That's what I'm gonna demo here today. And that's when you kind of know there's some problems, in certain places. So it's that moment. It's that moment, isn't it? The button is pressed. Ah, it's there. So again, I'm working with a VM that's up in Azure, and we have an application, a very promising application called Tailspin Toys. We make aircraft, and what I'm going to do here is going to order some things, and there are going to be some problems that are there. One is going to be just a crash, so an exception, and then a performance problem as well. So when it runs slowly, that's by design. These are just great planes, and I like paper planes because, again, they're lightweight, kind of. And I know that I definitely want to browse the planes. Okay. So I like paper planes. They're kind of frictionless, like the agent itself in local monitoring mode, right? You can make them pretty easily, pretty quickly. Why not choose the Contoso Cloud Explorer, that famous little plane here? I'm going to view that one. So this is kind of how it works, right? Then you can add it to the cart. It's a simple simple app. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to use PowerShell then to kick off the monitoring and show you how that works. So I click on the PowerShell, run as admin. I'm just going to do the get website command so I can see what's out there. So what I've got here, you can see I've got Tailspin Toys there. That's the name of the app. And just to kind of show you that, there you can see that I have the 888 here, and up on localhost 888. So it's indeed the same thing. And it looks like the app is running. So that's good. So it's basically ready to monitor then. So I'm going to go and get just the status to see if monitoring is on or off. It's always just kind of a best practice to make sure of if you're on demand. Nope, it's off. So I'm not monitoring the app at this time. And so what I want to do basically is start up this web monitoring. So I've used two of the PowerShell commands so far, or at least one of them was on the slide. The get website wasn't on the slide, but it's kind of the standard one there. So I'm going to start this off. So not surprisingly, start. Right. Start web application monitoring, and I'm going to do local. Now, if I was using Application Insights, I could also do dash cloud, right? And it would allow that to happen. I'm not going to talk about that aspect of it today, but can send you to, if you have questions about that, can send you to some of the PMs that know that answer. All right? So we're going to kick that off. And the name of it? Why, Tailspin Toys. That's my app name. And the outpath, that's where I want my IntelliTrace log file to go. So let's just put it on the root, right? So there you go. So it's resetting IIS, as I mentioned, and let it do its thing for just a moment. And again, you might just want to take snapshots if you don't need, if you don't really know that there's a problem with something. In this case, I know there's some problems, despite the enterprising name of Tailspin. So monitoring is up and running. So now I want to go recreate the errors in the app. So the first thing I want to do is, yes, I definitely want that Cloud Explorer. I can fly it in the soccer field across from my office there. I can escape and do that. Yep, that's the one. So, and yes, that's my email. I have it in the slide deck so you can send me notes afterwards. I'm not shy. We'll just send it there for fun, see what they do with that package. Okay, I'm sent to Washington. Now, I've had problems with this for certain states. So it crashed the site for some reason. Don't know why, but I've got the error there. The other thing I know is a problem is with the state of California. Somehow there just is a, it really seems to be slow. I'm going to check that out and see if it's actually, you know, throws anything here. So kind of the same thing again. And I'm just going to go to California and fire that error. So this is the one that kind of churns for a while. Tailspinning, at last. Well, thank you, Tailspin Toys. Looks like you're in a tailspin. You don't have the right stuff or something like that. So I failed the app twice. One of these, just because I've set up the demo, right? One was a perf issue. One was something else, exception of some kind. So what we want to do, we've kind of reproduced that stuff. Let's go back over to the PowerShell, and we can stop the monitoring. Oops, let's see if that works. Oh, I might have to do that one again. I'll stop monitoring for the Tailspin Toys, local monitoring. Well, it didn't take a few minutes at all, did it? So you can see down here, right there, right? That is the location of my IntelliTrace log file, which we'll take a look at. And I'll launch Visual Studio from that place. So it tells you where the location is, puts it there, and you can go right to the root. Okay, so that's on-demand monitoring so far. Check the status. Is something being monitored? Yes, it is. I could have checked the status again to say, prove that it was being monitored, to show that it was being monitored. You can get the app name from the data up at the top here. Like, there it is. Kind of verify it's the right web app indeed. And start and stop monitoring. That's it. So I'm going to go back to the root here. Let's go back down here. Let's see. So I'm on C, right? And there's my latest monitoring file, the IntelliTrace log file. So I'm just going to open that up, double click it, and it goes right to Visual Studio. And you can see that it has both on the top there, the performance issue listed, and then some exceptions down at the bottom. So I'm going to take a look at the exception first. It looks like there's some kind of a SQL issue there, and those are kind of easy to understand. So it's sort of easy to understand. So I'm going to click on that and just show you what you get. So it looks like something's going on here, and that's my line of code that's a problem. That's where I need to fix it. And this is the call stack, so you can see kind of where it's called from, right? These places. Over here. So that's really what you need to know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the question was how big does the trace files get over time, like especially if you're using continuous monitoring? You can set that. It's not something that will overwhelm your system. And like I mentioned too, the general way it works is that you can set the size, and then it'll just, once it reaches that limit, it'll just start to overwrite the oldest files first. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, right in the Visual Studio, so if you're a dev, you know where to work. So again, application life cycle, you can see it kind of spinning up. I'm working on my own app, it's failing. I use this to monitor my own, you know, where that particular point is, right to the code. Pretty quick, an IT side is not necessarily involved if you're on the dev side. Or if you're the IT doing this, you don't have to fire it all the way back to the devs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll have to look at the specs again, frankly. But the question was whether this is the IIS 7.
Right.
Yeah. I'll look. I might even have that file open here. We can take a look at it. Question was, APM requires apps to be running on IIS 7. Same true here. It's going to be based. It's my answer, without doing a double take, is yeah, it's the same requirements as APM. So we've looked at that pesky exception there, but let's take a look just at the performance, just to give you a glimpse of what you get there. So that's up at the top. You can see performance violations, exception data here. So if I double click on that, look at here. So I've got the execution tree view, and I can expand here. So here you can see what the method that is causing a problem. It took, 17 seconds or so to run. And just to give you kind of a glimpse at the details you can actually look at here, you know, you can keep expanding all the way down and seeing stuff. You can also look at the call stack again. And you can, excuse me, do you have to debug? That I don't know. You stumped me. The question was, do you have to deploy the debug symbols PD file, yep. That I don't know. But again, totally, if you have a question that I can't answer here, let me know afterwards, give me your card, we can exchange cards and I can send you the right people, yeah.
The Microsoft agent is natively multi-home, selected to report to different management groups. So could it actually be multi-home to act as a single user while still reporting back to staff?
Not sure. That'd be a good question for Daniel in yesterday's meeting, you know, when you ask him. Yeah. Yeah. So those are the exceptions of performance. The other thing I want to show you here is the configuration file this sets up. So if you've configured application monitoring for APM before, again, it's the wizard that you go through, the template that you set up. It can be long or not, depending on how deep and how many things you want to set for your app. What's nice about this is, when you start the monitoring, the local monitoring, it creates a collection plan or the configuration file for this, and that's right there in your C drive as well. In this case, under Application Insights, and that's because it can be used with App Insights, right? And there it is. So that's your configuration file for this for the local monitoring right there. And you can edit it in Visual Studio, Notepad, whatever is your poison there. And then it will be used next time if you want to modify the baselines, the default values there. What's nice about that, this is that it pulls in, you know, the namespaces, all the things that are particular to your app. If you configured APM before, you know that you have to go through and find those, set those yourself, and all that. So again, it's fairly automated in that way as well. And that's, I think, it's a big deal to just have that kind of taken care of. And this can travel along with your app as well, so you can monitor it again and fairly rapidly. So again, rapidly, friction-free, the theme of the day, to allow this just to move a little quicker when there's a problem. All right? So I think that I'll take away from demo mode here and go back to the other slide. So just a bit on vision. Really what I wanted to throw out to you is just this, again, why I care about this and like working on it and enjoy the whole space of it and really enjoy people. Like a talk last year, I gave an MMS, saw people here at TechEd, came up to me and said, "That was great, we're using it now, it's awesome, I can work, I can go home on time, I don't get paged or whatever in the middle of the night." It's cool to hear that. And so, again, this aspect of the monitoring agent is a great way just to facilitate these three things: the communication, collaboration, integration, so you can do your best work. You can do it faster, more efficiently, all that good stuff. But really, it allows you to focus your time on the problem, doing your most elegant coding in this local monitoring case to resolve it. So I just want to leave you with something as simple as that. Yeah. No, I don't have that set up. Yeah, sorry. So this is one of the things I wanted to show you. Yes, that's my picture up there. This is kind of a new content type, and you might have seen that out on the expo floor there. We have a booth running these. We call them curas, which stands for curations. And so I made a cura about this agent, this whole process of local monitoring. Why? As I mentioned before, because content about this has traditionally come from MSDN, if you're looking for debugging IntelliTrace stuff, or APM, you want to look at TechNet, and you end up having to hunt all over, right? This is an aggregation surface that we've developed on the team, and really as simple as like picking the best of links. So I'm the curator in this way, like a museum curator. I mean, they would bring in the best artwork, kind of a themed collection, if you will. So you learn something while you're at the exhibit. This is kind of the same thing. So I know about these docs. I know what the good sources are, and I follow this. Again, back to the reporter analogy, that's my beat on the agent side here. And I can bring together for you in one place just a number of kind of primary content sources that'll allow you to jump off. And this is not just, you know, in these things, just FYI, it's not just Microsoft properties I can link to. There's a great blog out there that's third party, some other information, a good video, I'm also pointing to it, right? So it's a great place to get all kinds of information. And I guess the other pitch I would give you on these is that all of you can be curators too. It's not just me at Microsoft, this is a public thing. So you can take your area of expertise and put up a couple of these things and just, you know, say, here's what I know, I'm helping you solve a problem. There's a, you know, I've heard this many times that you know, content's hard to find, et cetera. We all spend a lot of time, again, looking for the right answers, and we have find trusted sources, and we like to follow certain SMEs and all that. That's where this really shines right now. So I just wanted to highlight that to you. It happens to be one of mine. There are many of them. We have a few, I don't know how many we have right now, a few thousand of them. And we just started this back in November. So when R2 launched, we started this content initiative, and it seems to be really helpful in the DevOps space. Other resources, kind of some of the things I linked to here. But, you know, again, some on MSDN, some on TechNet, just to get you started. So more in-depth on IntelliTrace there and TechNet, or MSDN than on TechNet. Anything else for today, or you can come up afterwards if you'd like, and we can chat, or I'll be down at the product booth there on the floor probably for the next, probably starting at 9 o'clock, I think. All right, thank you very much, everyone. Hopefully you had a good start to your day here. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.